Chapter 5 News of Jonathan Harker. Billington Solicitors, 4 East Cliff, Whitby, North Yorkshire. 17th of August. To Paterson Transport Company, Charterton House, the Upper Row, West London. Dear Mr. Paterson, thank you for your letter and for agreeing to help us. We are going to send you 50 large wooden boxes. They have come to Whitby from Transylvania by ship, and we will now send them to you in London by train. They will arrive tomorrow at King's Cross Station on the 4:30 p.m. train. Please take the boxes to Carfax. This is a big, empty house near Purfleet in London. You will find the address and the keys to this house with this letter. There is an old ruined chapel at the house. Please put all 50 boxes in this chapel. You must not open the boxes. This is very important. Thank you again for your help with this. Yours sincerely, H. J. Brown, Billington Solicitors. Mina's Diary. 19th of August, Whitby.
Oh, look! After many weeks, there is news of Jonathan. Oh, dear. I shall go to him as fast as I can.
From Hospital of St. Joseph, Budapest, Hungary. 12th of August. Dear Miss Murray, I am writing to you because Mr. Jonathan Harker is too weak to write. Someone found him 6 weeks ago at the train station in Budapest. He was very ill and had a very high temperature. He talks about strange things. Wild dogs, blood, murder, and being a prisoner. We think that he says these things because he is ill. He is a little better now and talks about you and his home. He loves you and is very sorry if he has worried you. He should stay here for a few more weeks, but then he will be ready to come home. Please, can you send him some money if you can? Yours sincerely, Nurse Agatha. Letter from Mina to Lucy. 24th of August, Budapest. Dear Lucy, what a long journey. I had to go and see Jonathan as soon as possible. But, oh, he looks so thin and weak. He remembers nothing about the last few months. He's frightened and worried, and he has had a terrible shock. I asked Nurse Agatha about it. She heard the terrible things he said when he had a temperature. But she says it is too shocking and terrible to talk about. Jonathan has given me his diary. He doesn't want to open it or read it. I will keep the diary, but I won't read it now. The past is gone. Now
we must think only about our life together. I want to marry Jonathan here, as soon as possible. Oh, I do hope we can. I will write more later. Oh, Lucy, I am married. I am the happiest woman in the world. Your loving friend, Mina Harker. Letter from Lucy to Mina, 30th of August, Whitby. Dear Mina, oh, this is wonderful news. I am so happy for you and your new husband. I hope Jonathan feels much better soon. I have stopped walking while I am sleeping, but I've had lots of bad dreams. One was about bats, and another was about a strange noise in my room. One night, I thought that I saw someone in my room. Oh, I feel so tired and weak, and my neck hurts a bit too, but I'm not worried about that. I will be fine. Mother has also been ill and feels very tired. The doctor thinks there is something wrong with her heart. I hope she is okay. She is quite old now, of course. Arthur is wonderful, and I love him more every day. He often comes to see me, and we walk, read, or just laugh together. Your very good friend, Lucy. P.S. We are going to get married on 28th of September. Letter from Arthur Homewood to Dr. Jack Seward. 31st of August, Whitby. Dear Jack, Lucy is ill and I need your help. I don't know what is wrong, but she looks terrible. At first, she did not want me to call you. Of course, she feels bad after she said no to you when you wanted to marry her. But she is getting worse, and I must leave her to visit my father for a few days. Can you go and examine her tomorrow? If you can, I will be very happy. Yours, Arthur. Letter from Dr. Seward to Arthur. 3rd of September, Whitby. Dear Arthur, please do not worry about asking for my help. Lucy chose to marry you and not me, and that is fine. You are now both dear friends to me. I visited Lucy 2 days ago at her house. She was weak and looked very white. I examined her, but could find nothing wrong with her. So I wrote to my good friend and old teacher, Professor Abraham Van Helsing. He is a very clever man and an excellent doctor. Yesterday evening, he came to see Lucy. He examined her and asked many questions. If anyone can understand this illness, it is him. He will think about it all. For now, there is one thing that we are both sure of. Lucy has lost a lot of blood. We don't know how or why, but this is why she is so weak. I will write again when I know more. Your good friend, Dr. Jack Seward.